The best are clear, cold nights. Less interference. When we are gone, radio signals will be the last things left of us. Sound waves emanating forever into space. The farther they go, the weaker they get. But they are still there. Endlessly traveling through
my
space.
Collections are glimpses of life that once existed here.
For a time. If you hit just the right point, you can catch signals from all around the world. Snippets, voices, sounds.
The thing about radio waves is that on a molecular level, really that's all we are. Particles, energy, waves moving through space.
I do not know how else to show you, though they are not all my transmissions. There are some frequencies that have been crossed. The waves affect
There's always
a
trace.
Something. There is an effect, a consequence. Sometimes I wonder if I've made it all up, or if any of this is real, was real. Geologists think an underground river flowed through the glaciers during the last ice age and helped shape the channel connecting Lake Huron and Lake Erie. Divers have identified a stream of frigid water that flows along the bottom in a narrow channel of the Detroit River. The islands were created by an outcropping of limestone that trapped ocean.
But the souls of the departed were taken down one of the great rivers to the Lake of Souls.
The ones you see
when the dead come to the
are
river
the unburied. They are judged.
That ferryman.
The ones he conveys have had their burial. They've paid their penny, and they may cross the river to the resting place beyond. Without that penny, they must haunt this place for 100 years before they're allowed to revisit the longed-for stream at last.
The first ever news reported
it goes
on the radio
fast,
came from Detroit, Michigan, not
Don't
far
worry.
From here. A 17-year-old kid had the crazy idea people might want to hear the news, so he started a radio station and broadcast the first news report ever heard by human ears.
These messages, these signals are our emissaries. They are our ambassadors to the universe. Mine will be the last. The last petitions. March 13th, 1910. The Globe reported that an unknown woman was unable to be saved from the quickly moving icy waters of the Detroit River. It wasn't known how she came to be in the river, but at short intervals, terrified screams and a woman's voice were heard. In the midnight darkness, nothing could be seen, but a nearby ferry lowered its life raft in an attempt to rescue her. At one point, a man leapt from the ferry into the swirling water in a heroic attempt to rescue the drowning woman. For a dozen yards, he set out bravely, then an ice floe blocked his progress. Soon after, a lifeline was thrown from the ferry to the woman. The voice of the lookout was heard. "It's no use, boys. She's gone. She just let go without a word." You look with two eyes. I see what is here now, and I see what was here once.
On your right, you will see the remnants of Lookout Cottage, built by James Randall in 1887.
Shadows of what once was. Echoes and memories. They ripple through time.
A tragic event occurred in the Randall family when his young son, Tom Davy Randall, went out in a duck boat on the river one afternoon, and a sudden squall picked up, and he was never seen again. The Randalls hired spiritualists who conducted seances in hopes of finding
his son. I do not know how else to show you, though they are not all my transmissions. There are some frequencies that have been crossed.
His body was found the next morning to the ice mountain. In memory, James Randall had the image of his young son engraved on the glass at the front of the house. Randall claimed it had occurred by supernatural means.
"Dear Thomas, this is your father. We miss you terribly. Dear Thomas, this is your father. We miss you terribly, your mother and I, and we count the days until you come back.
I hope you took your warm sweater and hat, because it's starting to get cold at night.
Please come home to us." "Thomas, I know you can hear me. Please come home to us." "Please let us know where you are."
"There are some frequencies that have been crossed. Waves affect a long time."
"Thomas, I know you can hear me. Please let us know where you are. You're always so good at hide and seek."
"My collections are glimpses of life that once existed here. For a time."
"Fishermen called from Monroe, saying they had you on the beach not far from
Fisherman
the house.
Called from Monroe.
Such
Fisherman
a long way from home, Monroe. Not far from the house."
Shadows of what once was. Echoes and memories. They ripple through time.
"Such a long way from home, Thomas. You must have been playing on the ice."
You wore a warm coat, Father.
"Sometimes I wonder if I've made it all up, or if any of this is real. There's always real. Something. There is an effect. A consequence. Inconsequential things. Acts that pull you back, send us back in for more. You don't think about it at the time. So you stole some money from your mother's purse. So you pushed the girl in front of you so the teacher would see her first. So you threw a penny at a hawk and watched it hit and saw the great bird sink to the ground. How were you to know these actions would come back to haunt you?"
"Oh, find that day, went outside and played around until we looked. flag ensued, and then we went on to other things. We moved and moved until we were so lost, and then we got so scared we found a place to hide. We ate our snacks and settled in, and then the night came falling, and we went to sleep for a bit. Shaking, penny shaking, and that killed our rest. We looked into the sky, it was so bright, the moon was bright, but it got covered up and covered up and covered up. The hawks were flying everywhere. We killed four hawks that day. We killed four hawks that day. Who says they're birds of prey? Who says they're birds of prey?
The best are clear, cold nights. Less interference. If you hit just the right point, you can catch signals from all around the world. Snippets, voices, sounds that travel in waves. You look with two eyes. I see what is here now, and I see what was here once. Shadows of what once was. Echoes and memories, they ripple through time. There is always a trace, something. There is an effect, a consequence. Sometimes I wonder if I've made it all up, or if any of this is real, was real.
What I remember about Pablo Island. This is the dock from Amherstburg on the Canadian side. You buy your ticket here and you park your car here and you wait for the boat.
Sound here. Waves emanating forever into space.
The boat leaves the dock and sails about 5 minutes across the river. The long dock on the island looks like a runway.
The long dock on the island looks like a runway.
The farther they go, the weaker they get, but they are still there. Forever.
This is my map of Pablo Island, the one I remember from the last time I visited. I was 12 years old. There's a fountain here, right when you come in, and a souvenir shop here, but ignore those right now. If you're 12 years old, do your best to quell the intense excitement rising in your chest, because this is the first time you're allowed to go by yourself anywhere, and you can ride whatever ride you want as many times as you want. You don't have to wait for any parents with little sisters who are hot and only want to sit in the shade.
These messages, these signals are our emissaries. They are our ambassadors to the universe. Mine will be
to the left is the mini putt, but that's boring. Don't go there.
Pirate ship here and the tilt-a-whirl here are good. ride those. And after that, go to the left, and there's a ride called the Falling Star, which seems really scary at first, but then you realize it's not. And ride it at least
five times. The farther they go, the weaker they get, but they are still there. Forever. These messages, these signals are our emissaries. They are our ambassadors to the universe. Mine will be the last. The last petitions.
I remember doing the Charleston.
And it was one of those old roller coasters where
I was out of the hospital, and we'd been home a little bit, and so it was the annual bobble trip.
Actually, it was funny,
so we decided to go
a girlfriend
with
of mine, she wanted to go over to the bobble, and she said, "You've got a pass to get out over to bobble." And I said, "Yeah." She said, "Well, can we go over to Bablo, and then can we get the big boat and go up to Detroit and go shopping and then come
you
back?"
You, as the brakemen, are sort of right beside the long lineups of people, you know. So as they're walking through, they got nothing to do but watch you do
the
brakes.
Also, remember particularly that I did not really want to put much lotion on the baby, so I had a little hat on her. But in spite of that, she got a sunburn on her nose.
I felt horrible
because this was
a tiny little baby,
2 weeks old, and she got
and
a sunburn.
And I said to her, "You know what? If he thinks he does that again, I'm going to get up and I'm going to dance to it." And Cheryl said, "I am too." She said, "We can do it together." Oh my goodness, we're going to clear the dance floor.
And
there
was I
was uninhibited because I didn't care, and I really wasn't looking at people,
there's a lot of words thrown out. Oh, well, it was, they were black, so it was look at this, they're trying to act cool. They had even back then, they had the hat sideways and, the glasses
with
and things like that.
Aaron
so
as
were,
just a little
letting off. Basically, just...
Because we usually went every Sunday.
Right,
Sally
had a
drink.
Oh, I loved doing that. When I had a day off, I'd go over there and just, do all the stuff that I see everybody else doing and I can't do.
Since we lived in Chatham.
When you're facing towards the island, all the amusement things were, the cafeteria was right there. So people knew where to get food when they needed it, But there were small little places.
The way you do the break is you can do it a number of ways.
The dance hall
was over there. You can do it as smooth as you can, as you want, or as jerky as you can. So I happened to remember the car that these guys got on, and I just happened to push it a little bit too hard, and they did come to a dead stop. And what happens when you're in a dead stop when it's going is that they basically, their heads, sort of hit the front of the car. And it's all padded. Everything was fine. But they looked at me, and the guy just started to let them say, "You did that on purpose, you," and then he... You do some things just to break up the day, and...
Place your bets. Every spin could be a winner here at the Wheel of Fortune. What's it gonna be? You feeling lucky, pal? Tree of Life. Two on the tree. There it is. Big bets here, folks. Big bets. Last chance to place your bets. Take your chance on the Wheel of Fortune. Play the game. Win a prize. Easy as pie. Hey, you. Wanna play? Yeah, I see you. I see you. I think there should be studies done. I think there should be studies done on the chemical signals we put out to other people. Powerful stuff. and all the control animals and aggression and temper, and if you get a bunch of women spending a lot of time together, crazy things start to happen. They all sync up, schedule-wise. Maybe it's an evolutionary herding thing. I don't know. It's freaky, but it happens. Signals in the air tell chemicals in your body to change. And with guys, too, sometimes. I swear, if I'm into a guy, I can smell him coming from across the park. There's signals there, you know? I'm aware. I'm tuned in, you know? I'm picking up what he's putting out there, you know? Think of the power you would have if you could harness that. These signals, these invisible, unconscious signals, it's as if our bodies are trying to outsmart us, you know, get the better of our logic and our technology, our manners and customs. They get around the whole thing. You know, suddenly you're bleeding, horny, and smelling out or fighting off potential mates just like an animal. It hurts. You know, it hurts like hell, this being alive, this being human. There is no answer for it. Take your chances. Take your chances on the Wheel of Fortune. It could bring you up or it could take you down. You gotta want it to win it. How bad do you want it? What's it gonna be? Easy does it. Easy does it. The wheel must take its time. The water sign. No winner. Better luck next time. Place your bets. Place your bets. Every spin could be a winner here at the Wheel of Fortune. What's it gonna be? It's a turning point. There are opportunities, possibilities. Maybe it's destiny, maybe it's fate. What superior forces guide the wheel? Who are we to judge? We are all pawns in the game of life. Up 1 minute, down the next. Are you feeling lucky, pal?
The best are clear, cold nights. Less interference.
People say I'm falling. Night after night. But I don't see no one here. Cause the lights have dimmed my sight.
If you hit just the right point, you can catch signals from all around the world. Snippets, voices, sounds that travel in waves.
Doors at the park today. Outside, I feel like I'm falling. The world is so stark.
Echoes and memories, they ripple through time.
Nothing is right. I've been here for years.
Sometimes I wonder if I've made it all up. If any of this is real, was real.
He was a fallen star.
My collections are glimpses of life that once existed here, for a time.
Many years later, I'm not sure where I'm going. I'll tell you one thing, ain't enough. I feel like I'm falling through a shooting star.
I do not know how else to show you.
Nothing ever came from this old guy. No one ever knew which way. People are coming today to watch a shooting star. Shooting star. Falling star.
You look with two eyes.
I see what is here now, and I see what was here once. Shadows of what
the best
once
are clear, cold nights. Less influence.
If you hit just the right point, you can catch signals from all around the
shadows
world.
Of what once was.
Snippets, voices, sounds that travel in waves.
Echoes and memories.
They ripple through time. There is always a trace. Something. There is an effect.
The thing about radio waves
is that on a molecular level, really that's all we are. Particles, energy, waves moving through space. These shapes we take, these bodies, seem to be solid, separate forms, but on a molecular level, we're all the same.
Sometimes I wonder if I've made it all up, or if any of this is real.
Was real.
When we are gone, radio signals will be the last things left of us.
Sound waves emanating forever into space. The farther they go, the weaker they get, but they are still there, endlessly traveling through space, forever. These messages, these signals are our emissaries. They are our ambassadors to the universe. Mine will be the last petitions for the human race sent out to a deaf god. End transmission.